as the U of H head coach Kelvin Sampson joins us on the program. Coach, it's Charlie. First off, congratulations. And I guess my opener would be, you know, we're not mapping parade routes and, hey, the work isn't all done. But just overall last night, the environment, how you performed, was this along the lines, nights like this, of your vision when you took the program over 4 years ago?
It absolutely was, Charlie, and I appreciate you having me on. You know, there's all the things we didn't have, you know, those were easy to touch and see. So apathy, facility, you know, all those things were there. But, you know, it's been my experience that if you recruit the right kids and get them to buy in, you know, to a culture, to an identity, and you work on it every day, and you get you got to have kids that can make threes, some guys that can play in transition, some guys that can play in half court, some guys that can rebound the ball, and just put your team together and just, you know, just keep swinging and keep fighting. You good enough players, you'll eventually get there. The last 2 years have been, you know, pretty good years. I wouldn't classify them any better than that, just pretty good. But we knew that this year with the recruiting class we have coming in, a healthy Devin Davis, the bulk up front, that we knew we'd be better. And it was just a matter of how hard we could get our kids to compete and fight and claw. That's always been the trademark of our programs, and these kids have been unbelievable at that.
Specifically to defense and rebounding, you mentioned the type of players you look to recruit. What is the balance between that is innate desire versus what you can cultivate and build upon within a program?
Yeah, not every kid. You know, this program is not for every kid. You know, we have a lot of people try to help us in recruiting by telling us about this kid or that kid. And, you know, when I go out and watch kids play, you know, there's, you can tell the kids that perform versus the kids that compete. There's a big difference. You know, this isn't a concert. You know, this isn't little Bow Wow or the Eagles or going to watch Elton John. I mean, this isn't, you know, we're not out there performing now. We're out there competing. I want our kids to come out swinging and you know, going to war. But that's why practice is here. You know, we've had a lot of kids come into this program and had to change their mentality about practice. I think the hardest thing to teach freshmen and first year junior college kids is how to approach practice and the mindset you have to have every day at practice. You know, and it's competition. And this is the first year we've been able to have a roster where we've been able to compete against each other in practice. So it's been fun watching Galen Robinson go against Corey Davis and Rob Gray going against Armani Brooks and Wes Van Beck. Devin Davis going head-to-head against Fabian White Jr. and Cedric Alley Jr. Chris Harris and Breon Brady and Nur Zana. Our practices are, you know, these kids will leave here and they'll talk about our practices for years to come because they've gotten better through our practices, and we've been able to carry that over into the game. So I think the most labor-intensive part of basketball is getting your kids to be a good defensive team, because that's not something you can work on 10 minutes a day and think it's going to translate come game time. The hardest thing to do in basketball is to get chemistry on defense and then get kids to get in a stance and understand the importance of being in the right spot and being able to guard, you know, multiple actions, whether it's pick and roll, pin down, cross screens, guard screens, big, whatever it may be. And but that's probably the area of the game that we think we can level the playing field with is our defense. The most important thing about defense is finishing the possession off with a rebound. And that's something we put a lot of time in, Charlie.
Talking with U of H head coach Kelvin Sampson, I know it wasn't pleasant or by design the first 5-6 minutes, but a genuine big game and real good environment and hype attached, so you'd love to come out great and further the frothing of the crowd and so forth. But you're down 13-2. Given the way it worked out, you kind of like that you started so badly that you had to dig out and you had your resolve tested and you overcame it against the fifth-ranked team in the country?
No, I did not like starting like that. And that 13-2 eventually became 19-6.
Right.
But, you know, that game was eerily similar to the game at Cincinnati. You know, we came out and, you know, we punched them in the nose and drew blood there first. I mean, we got up 33-15, and their big guys, Washington and Clark, made five threes in a stretch there that, you know, obviously we had to contribute to our own demise there for a while. But their fans got into it. That was their biggest crowd of the year, and you can see the difference a great crowd can make. I think the crowd makes a difference more on defense than it does offense. But once we got going, Devin Davis buoyed us during that stretch. He made some huge baskets. We got a team on. I had to find a team that could move the ball from side to side. You know, we were getting stuck on one side of the floor. And Cincinnati is a great defensive team if you play on one side. So we had to get the ball moved from side to side, and that opened up driving lanes for us. But once, you know, when we went to halftime down three, I knew we had the ball coming out start the second half, which means we could have went down. We could have went from down five to making it a one possession game, or maybe even tying the game to start the second half. But our kids have been a good second half team all year. I think that's where our culture and how hard we play in practice comes in, and our depth. In the past, you know, we would die a little bit in the second half because we just had no depth. But this year it's different. You know, Brady gets tired, you throw Nurizana in there. Devin gets a little tired, we have Fabian. And then we have five guards in the backcourt that all can play. So we have depth that allows us to play for 40 minutes. That's why getting down early in the game, there's no panic. We had to do here against Cincinnati what they did to us there.
Rob Gray, your leading scorer, had a couple of recent scuffle games shooting the ball, and I wondered aloud earlier, Kelvin, that if it were a non-conference game in December, given a couple, especially one earlier in the shot clock three where he really didn't have a shot going, that he might have had a seat nearby the old coach for a few minutes in the second half. But you trusted in the veteran player. Shooters are going to shoot. And then he buries the three, a good look in rhythm three that gave you the lead for good at 52-50. Again, beating Cincinnati on a night where your go-to guy, for lack of a better phrase, shoots 3-for-13, I thought was quite stout.
No, you're right. You know, Rob, you know, for a long time there, every time you saw Rob's name mentioned in print, was Rob Gray, American Conference leading scorer. Rob Gray, leading scorer, leading scorer, leading scorer. The thing that we've tried to get Rob to understand is that this isn't last year's team where he's going to be allowed to take bad shots. You know, I sat him down, I think, for 9 minutes and 40 seconds the first half.
Yeah.
And that helped us get back in the game because we had a ball movement team. Now, in the second half, it's harder to take him out because he's also our best passer. You know, while it's easy to focus on his missed shot, the thing that Rob does is he gets the ball out of pick. He's a great pick-and-roll player. You know, when we roll out of pick and rolls, we don't always roll to score. We roll to get it, maybe swing it to the corners to one of our shooters. But that pick and roll pass to the roller in the middle of the floor, that's a hard pass to complete. And then and late in the game, Rob has to be on the floor for us because he's such a great free throw shooter and he's a good ball handler and he really takes care of the ball late. But the shot selection is improving. But the I think the thing that we've shown when Rob has a poor shooting night, we can still win because we have so many other guys that can make the basket.
All right, now the challenge of handling, well, you've had plenty of success this season, but the most substantial success coming off last night's win. You're at Temple Sunday. They've been a hot team. They were drilling Wichita State for a half anyway,
yeah,
at Wichita State last night. What is your wariness of your kids keeping their heads out of the clouds?
Well, I don't know that I worry about that because today's practice, we don't go that long this time of year because keeping your kids fresh is paramount to me this time of year. That's where our depth also helps. But you know, I think we have such good senior leadership. Wes Van Beck, Rob, Devin Davis, Nura. You know, we have other things that we want to accomplish. We could go to Temple and play great and lose. I mean, they're that good at home, and they're a desperate team. But I'm looking forward to practice today. Because, you know, I'm kind of like a doctor or a nurse. The first thing I do when I walk in the gym is I kind of take a pulse of the team. I don't do it physically, but, you know, I'm pretty good at taking my fingers and putting it on their wrist to see where we are. And then I usually dictate – that usually dictates practice to me, what I have to do. Sometimes if I think that they're getting off the main road and taking an exit somewhere where they think they're a little bit better than they actually are, and I have my ways of snatching a knot in you know what, getting them back on Main Street. So I don't worry about that.
Hey, it's great when it's a direct byproduct of your achievement last night. Broader, Kelvin, do you have an opinion on the storming of the floor stuff?
Oh, you know, I don't think it's that big a deal. The only issue I have, I've been on the other side of that too. I've had some ranked teams. Storm the floor. The only thing that I have made an issue of, and I do it with the conference officials, is that when a ranked team plays on the road, there's always a chance of that happening. Just make sure you're prepared with security to get the other team off the floor safely, because you never know when a fan has had maybe one too many drinks will come up and get in a kid's face, and that usually doesn't end up very well. So I just think if you're proactive with the coaching staff and the other team, shake the hand, get them shielded, you know, have an exit plan, how we're going to get them to their locker room safely. Then it's okay with me, as long as you have a plan to get the team off the floor safely.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, 20 wins. So from my end of the microphone, and of course, those paying increased interest to where you are, 10-3 now in the conference, the NCAA tournament bid, not in the bank, but looking pretty good. Do you talk about that with the team? You know, kids being kids, I don't know how many of them follow the rankings closely, and, hey, all these national upsets and all we could achieve and all that is out there. Tunnel vision versus there is a bigger world.
Yeah, I think that comes down to maturity in your program and not, you know, focusing on what's in front of you versus what's ahead of you. You know, we'll meet today before practice, and we usually have an edit. That's three prongs. One is what we have to work on, the mistakes we made. And the other one is what we did good, things that we did that followed the scouting report. And then the third one is we always do a thing on our culture plays, you know, getting on the floor after loose balls, out fighting people for rebounds, a great, you know, pick and roll coverage, something. We'll do a culture edit. So it's three prongs. And when that's over, I usually – address the team about, you know, here's what we have next and here's what we're going to do. I don't think that once the edit's over, there'll be no more discussion of Cincinnati. It will be full bore into Temple. And I think you have to set the tone. The coach has to set the tone for that. You know, we're 20-5, but they don't hand out medals with five games to go. You know, the most important game of the year for us is Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia, and that's the way we'll approach it. Then after that, I don't even know who we play next. I do know we play Temple Sunday, and we're going to do everything we can to win that game.
I'm here to help, Kelvin, at Memphis Thursday with Tubby Smith and company, which has shown some signs the second half of the schedule.
Road games. That's nice.
Exactly. So five down the stretch ahead of the conference tournament and then beyond. Kelvin, again, appreciate the time. Congrats, and on to the Owls.
Thanks, Charlie. Always good being on with you, man.
Kelvin Sampson, head coach over at U of H. And to have his team where he has it now is why he took the job 4 years ago. His life was not bad as an assistant in the NBA. Actually, for a future conversation, that's a question for him. One thing you specifically liked about coaching in the NBA better than college and vice versa. Memo to self.